That's weird. That's weird. Kind of weary me out.
You are a sad, strange little man.
This is crazy!
Isn't that weird?
That's weird, man.
It's strange.
What's up, campers? Welcome back to episode 190 of Camp Strange. I am your camp counselor, Alex Tobin.
And I'm your other camp counselor, Tony Hawk.
And
hey,
we're back.
Kids, it's me, Tony Hawk.
And we're back to bring the spooky, wacky, weird, strange, and... Oh, what's your word today, Dave? Tony. And you better not say skateboard. What's your one word? Is it going to give it away? Oh my god, I'm just going to say a fucking word, dude. and tequila. Spooky, wacky, weird, strange, and tequila.
You did it, huh?
I did it. But before we catch up on these stories, we got to catch up on any of the news you may have missed. And I got a guy right here, two of my heroes, actually. This says, Chinese marathon runner disqualified for chain smoking through entire race.
Did I send that to you?
No. No, I don't think so. Okay. But, I mean,
I saw a good post about that. I thought I sent it to you.
Well, my other hero is also Chinese. You know who I'm talking
about. Well, my story has to do with a Chinese man as well.
Well, mine's on a Chinese man, the second hero.
Okay.
It's a Chinese
so beaver. We're gonna have Jesus Christ.
I love Chinese beaver.
You really can't get enough of that Chinese beaver.
I love it.
Which, that sounds so much worse than what we're talking about.
Oh, but... yeah, that does sound bad. I'm sorry. No, just a regular... aquatic mammal,
animated with a
yelling.
Pushback.
Yelling. I saw somebody get it like translated, and I was like, oh, that's what he's saying. Okay,
what was he saying?
It's just like something about like not living your life, like wanting to be. It's just like a classic motivational thing. Like, okay. You think I live my life like this? I'm gonna succeed. That kind of stuff.
Okay,
motivational Chinese beaver.
Yeah, absolutely.
But we got to talk about chain smoking guy, because this 52-year-old man ran a full 26.2-mile marathon, and he ran in 3 hours and 33 minutes.
God damn.
While chain smoking cigarettes.
That's insane.
I mean, like a middle-aged to elderly Chinese man, like smoking cigarettes. Like, I feel like that's like, I don't know. It's just so cool.
That's Gatorade to him.
It's so cool. I was about to say, like, they're like, I swear, these like old Chinese men are built different. They could smoke cigarettes and be in better shape than you, who have never touched a cigarette in your life.
Well, I mean, I could be completely wrong, and this could be super ignorant, but I do believe there's like a good portion of China where people start smoking when they're like toddlers.
Oh yeah, I mean. There's I think maybe not China, but I mean, probably China too. But I saw a documentary where, do you remember that famous image of the little
guy.
Asian boy? I don't know. It was somewhere in the, I want to say like the Philippines or something like that. Yeah. And he was like a king or something, and he was smoking cigarettes, and he was like 3 years old or something like that. And, that I saw a documentary where like, apparently the product placement on like, or the push for like cigarettes in those countries is completely unregulated. Yeah. So like Marlboro and like all these companies that like lost a huge portion of the American market, they're like trying to make up for it by like getting everybody addicted in those countries. And it's like crazy.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Like I get how that's a thing.
Mm-hmm. I
mean, there's not a lot of ethics involved in the big tobacco industry.
Once you pop, you can't stop, you know?
Yeah. Pringles.
Pringles. But, yeah, so this guy, I just love this little tidbit right there. So he got disqualified, even though I think he finished the race 574th out of 1,500 runners, which is pretty good. Top third, you know?
Yeah.
But he got disqualified for uncivilized behavior, which can go from open defecation, smoking, or trampling on flower beds or green spaces that affect the race and the safety of other runners will result in disqualification. So you're not allowed to shit or step on flowers or smoke cigarettes.
I don't know. That's stupid, because we got people in America running marathons while juggling, and that's okay?
I kind of agree that like this guy should be able to do whatever he wants while he's running, but at the same time, the only credence I see with this is like
the people behind him.
Yeah, kidding. Like they're inhaling, like you're breathing harder than you've ever breathed. Then it's all gonna be cigarette smoke from this guy who's beating you, and just the morale to see a guy chain smoking cigarettes and he's also beating you.
Yeah, that's rough.
I'd just quit the race.
Yeah,
I'd be like, nah, I think I'm good. But that's why they have Chinese Beaver.
Yes.
Because he will not let you.
No, he won't let you. He's got a bandage on his face.
Yes.
He's very upset.
I think that's a – you know when they do – I don't know what it's called, but they take video game characters like Kratos or Last of Us, Joel from Last of Us, and they take a scene from like a –
It's like a mocap kind of.
Yeah, like Ron Swanson throwing the computer in the dumpster. They do that with like Kratos or something like that. Yeah. So I feel like they did that with Chinese Beaver because they showed like another guy with a bandage on his face and he looked exactly like it. And I was like, I wonder if this is from a Chinese movie I don't know about. And they mocapped this thing to make it work because that Chinese Beaver can act. I don't even know if it's an act. I think he really feels the way he feels.
So I'm looking at an article from Complex. Oh, so I guess he's kind of got cornrows.
Yeah, I saw that too.
I thought he had like a Kim Jong-un like pushback.
Connected pushback. No, I mean, I don't know why they did that because like, I think the character that he's emulating does not have
cornrows. No, I'm looking at it. He's got just kind of like a little shaggy haircut. Nothing like super long, just like a normal haircut.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see if I can find the exact quote. You think I'm some low-key street vendor. I've been waiting for 3 years just for a chance. I have to prove myself, not show off, to reclaim what's mine. is what the Chinese Beaver is angrily yelling.
I want to do an impression, but it's so not okay, so I won't do it.
I usually have it on mute. I can't even imagine what it sounds like. I'll play it real quick. It'll only come through my headphones. Don't worry.
Oh, I thought I want everybody to hear it.
I mean, I don't know how to do that. I'm not some computer whiz.
It's fine. We can move on from Chinese Beaver, but I mean, he's having a moment in time right now, and it's just great.
God, I just love his neck rolls.
He's really good. He's really motivated. He needs to work double as hard. I don't remember what he said.
So my biggest question about this is, like you said, we've got Kratos throwing away the computer like Ron Swanson.
Yeah. They also do the one of the guy in the boat who does like that little nod. Remember he like, like the approving nod.
Yeah.
The canoe. Yeah.
So my question is, so in that case, you've got famous scene from Parks and Recs. Big character, famous scene. Someone puts Kratos in there, and also a famous IP character. Mm-hmm. Is Chinese Beaver from something, or is this an original character? Ooh, like, is this from like a kids movie or something? Over the Hedge.
See, I'm not very familiar with. It does look like that animation style. I have to say. But I'm not. Do you think it's a Chinese cartoon?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Possibly. Possibly.
Here's the Know Your Meme page.
Yeah.
Let's see what they got to say about Chinese Beaver.
Oh my God. Should we just like, while you're doing research, should I just like cover this other story?
Okay. Well, so the scene is based off the 1986 film A Better Tomorrow.
Okay.
The beaver speaking Chinese has many wondering what he's saying. However, it is probably emotional, expressed via memes, reactions, proclaiming he's literally me. So it looks like he's an original character.
Look at that. We're going to get him on the show.
Yeah.
We get him.
All right, my time. It's my turn. My time. Mm-hmm. As Chinese chess champion.
Beaver.
Huh?
I think I said beaver.
Now, Chinese chess champion stripped of title after defecating in hotel bathtub.
Disqualified.
Yeah. They didn't like the showboating.
Defecating. You can't defecate if you don't want to get disqualified.
Yeah.
Wait, he shit in the bathtub?
Yeah, Yan Chenglong won the crown at the Chinese chess championship. And I guess he just like partied really hard, and he's 48. 48 years old, and he shit in the bathtub at his hotel because he partied so hard.
He still got it.
And because of that, they stripped him of the title and took all of his earnings back.
Okay, how hard is it just to waffle stomp just a little bit? What is he doing? You turn on the hot water, you get it real hot.
Piping.
It's gonna start dissolving immediately. It's mm-hmm. so hot. It's like getting some.
It'll break up.
Yeah, some hard cooked food off the pan like that.
You probably don't even need a waffle stomp.
Yeah, but it's for good measure, just to feel like, you know, just to feel what you ate.
Yeah, you got to put it in its place.
I like to get some dirt in it. I rub some shit in it. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess this guy's just a real piece of shit. No pun intended.
Also, I don't like snitch maids.
Hold on. I was just cruising this and I saw the word anal beads.
Yeah, they've been cheating with that. They put anal beads up because they do vibrations for the moves. It's like somebody will like vibrate, like, you know, if it like.
There's got to be easier ways.
I don't know the it's like Morse code, but for anal beads in chess. So, but that's the thing. It's really hard to join a chess match when really hard to get people to want to play chess when they ask you to pull down your pants and bend over before every match. So,
or when you're orgasming on your final move.
Well, I mean, that would be a pro. I'd play chess.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
He keeps knocking over the entire board. He's just grabbing the table and shaking. But I got another story here.
Yeah.
As undercover FBI agents helped autistic teen plan trip to join ISIS.
Oh, no.
This is a classic, classic misunderstanding, but this guy who... Humza Mashkour was 16 years old, and for 2 years he chatted with somebody online about terrorist
activity.
Yeah, and I don't know who initiated what per se, but basically he was talking to an FBI agent the whole time, and when he turned 18 they arrested him. And they're like, we have all this evidence on you. But I don't know if they knew that he was autistic the entire time.
Yeah.
So it's like entrapment.
Yeah. I'm all there. You know, I don't know.
It's very okay. So do you remember
like catching pedophiles pretending to be a little kid? Like that's good. Do that. But here's
the question though. Once again, if they're developmentally disabled in some way, shape, or form,
yeah.
Like, how much of that is entrapment to a certain extent? Like, if somebody, let's just say they're 18, they're 20 years old, they mm-hmm. suffer from a disability, somebody reaches out and goes like, hey, I'm 16, I want to go on a date with you. Do they fully understand the repercussions of what they're doing? Because they didn't reach out to anybody per se, but somebody reached out to them first or something?
I believe that goes case by case. I think a judge would have to deem them unfit for, like, you know, trial or wrongdoing. But, yeah, I think that just kind of goes case by case.
I mean, entrapment itself is very, like, an interesting thing. I remember in college we were talking about how, like, the – I don't know if it was the FBI or a police organization. They would drive a Nike truck into an underprivileged area
uh-huh.
and then park it there
and leave it unlocked,
and some people I think they left it unlocked or they allowed, you know, very simple lock on it where you just snip it off of bolt cutters, and then they set up like a sting where like they're just ready to pounce. And I'm like, yeah, like I mean, it's those guys are stealing and they're doing something wrong, but at like, it's like if you put a cupcake in front of a toddler, it's like, what do you, it's like, come on, like, what are you doing? You know, of course you're going to like grab it. Like, why would you not? You're like, I would do that. And I don't even need the Nikes or anything like that. I'm just like, Yeah, it's free. Okay, I'm gonna take one. I'm not gonna get caught. Man. Oh, just because I told you I was gonna steal from a Nike truck. Now you're backpedaling.
I don't know about that one.
What?
I don't know. I'm a fisherman, you know, so I don't know.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm just saying I like to make little thingies that look like bugs so the fish will try to bite it, but I'm not trying to lure people in with traps. There's a fine line.
No, yeah, I think it's like pretty messed up because, I mean, they got rid of entrapment like that. They don't allow it anymore because it's just like, it's basically just setting somebody up for failure. It's like, yeah. It's really unethical just to be like, oh, yeah, here's a dollar on the ground. Pick it up. Oh, that was my dollar. You stole it. And you're like,
it's covered what? In poop.
It's a poop dollar for sure.
Yeah.
It's always a poop dollar. I did the fish, speaking of fishing and dollars, I did the fish line on the dollar.
Yeah.
Hit the bush. It was great. People loved it. I was, you know, I was like 10, so. But I'd not.
I don't know. I feel like that's like so mean-spirited. If someone really needs a dollar and they're going to chase one, like that's sad.
No, but here's the catch. Okay. I would place the $5 or $10 on someone's porch, knock on their door, and then as they answered the door, they would look down, see the dollar, and then I would start reeling it in. So the person would open the door and be like, oh, somebody left some money here, and then they'd start seeing it go away, and they'd be like, what the hell? And they go to chase it, and then they'd see me in the bush. They get a big chuckle out of it.
Every I'd kick time. Your ass.
He grabs the fishing line. Fishing
rod.
He lures me into the house.
Yeah,
that's.
I'd get my little fish stick that I crush their skulls with, and I would beat you unconscious.
You crush their skulls with a stick?
No, I'm kidding. That is a thing. I'm strictly catch and release. I don't like the taste of fish, unless it's a walleye. I will eat walleye. Walleye is delicious, but no, I always catch and release.
Walleye
tastes like butter.
Does it?
Yeah, it's delicious.
You don't like salmon?
Salmon's fine, but I don't love it.
Okay. I don't know about that. I don't know if I fully agree with that.
And I'm sure catching no salmon.
What do you like the taste of? You just told me you didn't like the taste of something else, too. And I was like, I don't know. He's just eating Whoppers.
I love an angry Whopper. Regular Whopper, no. Angry Whopper, yes. Spicy McChicken, yes. Normal McChicken, absolutely no lettuce on either.
Lettuce.
El Diablo burger, Carl Jr.
That's why you don't like the taste of anything. You have no taste anymore. You only eat like flaming hot shit.
Hottest of the hot on everything. I mean, I can really get anything down with the right level of hotness. My favorite hot sauce at the moment, there's that secret aardvark sauce. It's made in Portland, but
what?
Yeah, it's like a big thing in Oregon. But they have a red scorpion hot sauce, which might be the hottest hot sauce I've ever had, which is great. Cause you can just put a little bit on there, mix it up and it's good to go. And the bottle lasts forever. If you guys like spicy, you can get on Amazon. The secret aardvark hot sauce and then get the red scorpion one, except for be careful because they have like a little flip lid on it.
Oh,
you know, like a shampoo bottle kind of thing.
And hit you in the eye.
And last week I was closing it and it flicked up and it got into my left eyeball and I was home alone. My reaction scared the dog. The dog hid, and for a good, like, 2 seconds, I thought I was going to have to go to the hospital to get my eye flushed out.
What did you do? You just put, like, the faucet on your eye?
I just immediately ran to the sink screaming and washed my eye out, and it surprisingly faded very quickly, but it might have been, like, some of the most intense pain I've ever felt.
Is that like a deterrent to you to know that like something that you're putting in your body has that bad of effect on a different part of your body?
No, God, no.
I guess that's fair.
Most things you put in your eye, it's going to stink.
That's why I don't eat lemon, salt, soy sauce, metal, glass, dust.
I probably eat a lot of metal.
Yeah.
probably. I mean, I ate a lot of paint.
Did you?
As a child, oh yeah, I love paint. Paint chips.
I have to be the lead base, and if it's got a little layer of caked asbestos on the back.
Oh. Hey, baby, I was born 1990. I was around for the good old days before people started regulating shit, and we didn't have no internet to look it up.
When you could still legally beat the shit out of anybody you wanted to.
Yeah.
I
I used to fist fight the neighbors when I was a small child. It was a good age group, you know? Through six, that's game because I'm six. And then 90 to 100, that's fair game when you're six.
Yeah, because there's...
Those are the most fun fights.
If you're 6 years away from being born or 6 years away from dying, it's all fair game.
Fair game. If you're in the diaper range on the front or the back end,
yes.
It's fair game.
Yes.
Yeah.
My diaper goes on the front and the back end.
Yeah.
Like, does yours not?
It does, and I have one that I wear around my neck.
Because of the boils and the pus?
The boils. Because of the boils.
David in high school won leakiest neck.
Yeah.
All that metal you're eating.
They call me Mr. Leaky. That's a joke for anybody that went to my high school, because we had a teacher named Mr. Leaky.
Oh, he actually did. No, that's you. You're him. I'm him.
Maybe he was middle school. I don't know.
Did he lure you into his house?
I never had him. He was the advanced classes.
I never had him. Jesus Christ.
He never had me.
Do you have another news story?
Oh, yeah, I do. Chinese study finds...
Oh, my God. Chinese today.
This one's not related to China. I just wanted to add that in.
Okay.
study finds Bigfoot sightings correlate with black bear populations. Bullshit. Bullshit. I want to get that out there. I saw it and I just didn't want... And yeah, exactly. They're related. They're second cousins. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to get that out there in case anybody else saw that and were like, oh, that's kind of suspicious. No, it's bullshit.
Yeah, don't try to send me that shit to change my mind.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
Yeah.
It's bear Man. Shit. It's Bigfoot shit. Speaking of Bigfoot, you see the shit about this new Jesse Eisenberg movie?
I don't know who Eisenberg is.
Is that his name?
Jesse Eisenberg?
Yeah, that one.
Is he in a movie with Kieran Culkin?
I don't think he's in it.
Oh, I see a lot of them like Sundance is happening right now. They have a lot of like interviews together, so I don't know.
I don't think he's in it. There's a girl in it. I don't recognize her name, but apparently she's like big and good. I don't know.
She's big and good.
She's big and good.
Are you thinking of Megan Good?
No. Bigfoot movie. Jesse Eisenhower.
Does he play Bigfoot in it?
What it's called Sasquatch Sunset.
Whoa.
And what I saw about this movie is that people reported at Sundance that it was the most walked out of movie in Sundance history.
Stop. Wait.
There's not a trailer for it. I tried to find a trailer for it. There's no trailer. Riley Keough?
I don't know who this person is. Riley Keough.
Yeah, how do you pronounce that?
I don't know.
Is it Keough? Isn't the GH make an F?
Is there a plot here?
No, it's just apparently it's about a family of big feet. There's no dialogue in the whole movie. And there's like scenes where they're just like shitting on things and pissing on things.
Yo.
And Jesse Eisenberg and Riley Keough play big feet. And they don't say a word through the whole thing. And I guess it's like an hour and a half. And they just... go around and piss and shit on stuff.
That is cool. Most walked-in movie, you said,
walked
right?
out of.
What? I don't understand.
Yeah, everybody hated it.
I thought people would be feral running in from the street, and they'd be like trying to hold them back, and they're like, I hear pissing shit, and then they're like breaking down doors and stuff. And
I don't think it's legal, but at this point, I don't give a shit. I think we should find a way to get a copy of it.
Yes.
And we could make a Discord room, and we could stream it on one screen, and we can invite anybody that wants to come join us and watch this movie via Discord.
Oh, that would be actually kind of cool.
I think it'd be kind of funny.
Set that up. Also, do you know our buddy Sam Skolnick is he's in a Sundance movie right now.
Really?
Yeah, he's in a
Snaps for Sam.
Snaps. He's in a movie called Freaky Tales, and he did a scene. Shit.
Does he get naked in it?
He gets fully naked, and Pedro Pascal is his scene partner in it, and he's naked. They're all naked. Speaking of pissing and shitting on stuff, that's what they're doing in that scene. But really? it got a standing O. A standing oh no, I'm gonna shit my pants.
Whoa. So how long is like their scene together?
Sam has a couple lines. I don't know. I haven't seen it. It's only at Sundance. But Sam knows somebody who's at Sundance. It was like, I saw Freaky Tales, and Sam's like, my scene could have got cut from the movie. I don't even know. And he's like, and he confirmed. He's like, your scene is in the movie, and it's
hell yeah.
So I was like, cool.
Yeah, because Sam did that one show with Jennifer Gardner.
Yeah, he got cut out of that.
He got cut out of that, except for you can hear his voice at one point. I'm like, it's Sam! And then you can see him staying in the background completely blurred out. Like, that's Sam right there!
He's like, do you want a cab? Yeah. You want to get your cab? And then Jennifer Gardner's like, who the fuck are you? No, but he got like blurred out. It was kind of annoying, but you could hear his voice slightly. It's that, what's it called? Like the last thing he said or something. It's like,
I don't know. We watched that one episode.
Jamie Lannister.
We watched that one episode that he was supposed to be in. They cut him and we're like, fuck this show. We're not watching this.
Yeah. I punched a hole through my TV.
Yeah.
Fuck that. anyway, but,
shout out Sam. I still hate Sam from the Camp Strange aspect. Because I still think he had one of the best stories a guest has ever brought in here, and I was very bitter that we didn't find that story
first. I was like,
first,
how did we not know about this?
It was such a good story.
It was good. Speaking of good stories, should we get into it?
I'm trying to think.
You got any more Chinese news?
that's a good thing to Google search. Chinese news.
Oh, man falls into molten metal pot again.
China order.
Man touches exposed electrical wire. Explodes.
Things don't seem good in China.
There's no, what's it called? Not HIPAA. What's the DECA? What's the thing for the construction sites?
That like OSHA?
OSHA. They
fuck
don't have
OSHA. I mean,
why?
I love OSHA.
They said I couldn't walk around the construction site of my Crocs.
Yeah.
Anyway,
they would say that. They would.
They would say that.
And then they would fine your company like $15,000.
Yep, those are expensive Crocs. Yeah. But are you looking up something else? Or should we
just it was all political, boring, total yawn fest, just yapping about shit.
They ain't speaking Chinese. They speak in Japanese. That's good, right?
I don't know if that's offensive or not.
It's not. Those are just words. They're
okay.
I like how I just my argument was they were just words. Like words can't be offensive.
Yeah. No, that's perfect.
No, they're words. They're fine. Anyway, so yeah, let's get into these stories that we got for you today. Now, David.
Oh yeah.
I made a promise last episode.
Mm-hmm.
A promise that I was going to fulfill. We talked. I don't know how it got brought up. Did you bring her up or did I bring her up?
I mean, she's never not on my mind.
So we brought up MySpace, you know, early to mid-2000s and the revolution that took place on that site. And we can't talk about revolution without talking about one of our founding fathers, or should I say founding mothers of social media.
Mommy?
I knew you were going to do that.
Mommy.
Yeah, that's right. Last week, we talked about the one, the only, the most friended person on MySpace, Tila Tequila. And for those of you who don't know her, she, like I said, she was the most friended person at the time on MySpace, besides maybe Tom.
And that doesn't count. Friend. Tom was never friended. He just started as a friend.
You're right. You're right. But, man, I would love to, I wish, like, there was, like, a time capsule where I could look at, like, all the different iterations of my MySpace profile mm-hmm. and to see, like, what I was into at the time. I had a lot of, like, people getting kicked in the nuts videos on, like, my page. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Funny, like, European commercials. A kid saying a swear word that was like really funny.
Yeah.
There's this little video of a kid being like, he, you know, he done did. He kicked him in the penis. You remember that video?
Oh yeah.
Oh my God. That was the funniest video ever.
Yeah.
So good. While like fucking Akon's playing in the back, be like, sorry, put the blame on me. Like that was yeah. my life.
Oh, remember when you could like make the little player and you could get like five songs to put into it.
Oh, I remember when it was just one song, but yeah, then it evolved to five songs and, that was like my music, like, man, that was like, you don't get that option of showing your music taste to anybody anymore like that.
Not really.
Nah. Instagram stories aren't the same.
No.
No. But, yeah, so today we are going to talk about the one, the only, Tila Tequila.
Tila Tequila.
So, for those of you who don't know who Tila Tequila is, let's start at the beginning. Tila Tequila was born... Oh, here we go. Nguyen Thi Thien Than. And I probably pronounced all of that wrong. A lot of THs. But in Singapore in 1981, Tila then moved to Houston, Texas with her parents and two older siblings when she was 1 year old, where the family would live in a home that resided in a gated community run by a Buddhist temple.
In Houston?
Talk about things you would not expect in Texas.
In Houston.
Houston, Texas. Yes, it's Houston. I was going to say maybe wow. outside of Houston. Maybe it was outside of Houston. But in Houston in 1981, Buddhists were on the ground floor of the Lone Star State.
That's and crazy.
Is that weird?
Huh.
Very strange. Huh? They probably were on the outskirts a little bit, but, you know.
Houston's a big city.
Well, Texas is a big state, so they probably went there to be like, how do we not get bothered by people?
Isn't like, Houston like the third biggest city?
Oh, I'd believe it. You I mean population-wise? Or
yeah, I like, think I think after like New York and L.A., I think it's Houston.
Maybe, actually. I was going to say Chicago, but...
You did a quick little Google search.
Yeah. Anyway, I'll keep reading. So she moved to this Buddhist temple. And although the family only stayed in this community for 7 years, only 7 years, still pretty long, living in such a strict community made Tila rebel against her parents' religious values as a teenager, which I kind of understand that. If I lived in a Buddhist community, I'd probably be like, this sucks. I want to go like hang out with my friends. So growing up, she would get into some trouble with friends and even her family. She apparently struggled with family issues.
I have the answer, by the way.
Oh, what's the third biggest?
Number one is New York with 8.8 million.
Okay.
Number two is Los Angeles with 3.9 million.
Oh, my God. New York has that many people?
Yeah.
What?
Isn't that crazy?
What?
Yeah. Chicago is number three with 2.7 million. And okay. Houston is 2.3 million at number
okay.
four.
Okay. Wow.
And then Philadelphia is next with 1.6. Miami is sixth with.
I was going to guess Miami up there.
440,000. You want to guess what seventh is?
Boston.
Which, weirdly enough, has more than Miami. I'm not sure how this list is going, but Atlanta.
Atlanta. Okay.
Oh, and then there's Boston with more than Atlanta.
What is it? Oh, is it per cap? I think it might be per capita.
Maybe. And then Dallas is actually above all of those.
Okay, this is list is you just stop reading the list. I feel like we're getting
I'm not
less
reading
less
it anymore. That was the last one. Okay, but yes, Houston is number 4 in America for most populated cities.
Okay, so
which is still surprising.
That is kind of surprising. But like I said, she would get into struggles with her family. Well, she never really elaborated on, but I think she just had family issues at home. She's rebellious. Her parents are probably strict and religious. It makes sense. And when she wasn't at home, she was getting into trouble out on the streets of Houston. Oh, the stin. Is it the Houst or the stin?
It's the
H-Town. H-Town, yeah.
H-Town.
So even witnessing a drive-by when she was 16, welcome to H-Town, baby. So she also took to the party scene at a very young age, which would be the genesis of her nickname. As one night when she was partying, she tried alcohol for the first time. And guess what, David? She had an allergic reaction that resulted in a hospital visit.
Oh, no.
From then on, she garnered the nickname Tila Tequila from her friends. She also had a stint where she ran away from home to where? Queens, New York.
Wow.
When she was 16, she ran away for 7 months to New York. What the fuck? Most kids make it to the end of the block and stand at the stop sign.
Yeah, they go sleep at the YMCA.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, I don't know if there's any like moral lesson to learn from like being a strict parent, but like I feel like this is the shit that happens if like you're like too strict. It's like your kid runs away for 7 months to New York. So I mean, extreme for sure, but you know what I mean. So yeah. She also had a pregnancy scare and a miscarriage. So once again, just, you know, don't be too strict.
Were those one and the same or separate occasions?
I don't know. I'm thinking maybe you're going to find out that pregnancy scares are going to be a reoccurring theme.
Okay.
Whether they're real or not, we're not sure. But I think she did have a miscarriage. She wrote about it in her book. So to her, but like unreliable narrator, sort of. I don't want to call her a liar. That might be completely true, but a lot of things she will lie about in the future. So due to her violent and chaotic upbringing, like I said, out on the streets of Houston throwing bows, she struggled with her emotions, eventually turning to poetry as an outlet, as well as sparking her interest in the entertainment industry. So this is
just a regular Tupac Shakur.
Yeah, really concrete from the rose type shit. Anyway, so after high school, the 19-year-old Tila was in Sharpstown Mall when dude, you do not see this shit anymore. This is like so. Talk about
malls?
Entrapment.
Yeah, you don't really see malls anymore.
You're right, but also this. Talk about entrapment and like unethical behavior. When a Playboy talent scout discovered her and offered her a chance to model nude for the magazine. You know how grown men go up to 19-year-olds.
But was he actually working for Playboy, or was this just a facade?
Oh, he actually – I mean, for every actual Playboy rep, there's three other ones that work for Boy Play. I don't know.
It's a really bad name.
It's a really bad Boy Play. Anyway, so this fucking guy walks up and goes, "I'm gonna make you a star. Get naked." So Tila moved to California in 2001, where she would
always
become
a mistake. 2001.
Yeah. Okay. After 9/11.
Yeah.
I can't believe you were doing anything that year. Just shut it down. So she moved to New York. So Tila moved in 2001, where she would become, this is the most fucking early 2000 sentence I've ever heard. Tila moved to California in 2001, where she would become Cyber Girl of the Week. Like that's like so
big,
like,
accomplishment. Just that week.
Of April 22nd, 2002. So I have the week.
Yeah.
But it's just very funny that like, it just reminds me of like the, what's that fucking channel?
Chive?
Spike.
No, Spike.
Yeah, it's like Cyber Girl of the Week. And it's like a girl in a bikini holding like a game controller.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay. Yep.
She's not holding it right.
It's upside down.
She got the Nintendo 64, but she's holding on the ends, not one hand on the middle.
Yeah, she got the Wii remote, but she don't got the strap on. Dangerous as fuck.
Just reckless, honestly.
Just really, yeah. Well, we told you she grew up in a tough household. They don't put the strap on the wrist during that shit. So Tilu would go on to continue her modeling career, as well as pursuing a career in music and songwriting with her two rock bands over the years, Beyond Betty Jean and Jealousy.
Ooh.
I don't think I'd tell anybody I was going to see a band called Jealousy.
That's honestly surprising that in 2001, the name Jealousy for a band was not already taken.
I mean, I don't know copyright law, but like, there's movies that are named the same movie, right?
Name one.
Wild Hogs.
There's two Wild Hogs?
Yeah, remember when me and you filmed that thing? We got all on the floor.
We got all greased up.
I was like,
fucking Cinemark wouldn't play in their theaters though, fucking cheap bastards.
I kept screaming, I'm Tim Allen, and you're like, I'm Martin Lawrence, and it was like really, really good.
Wow. I mean, yeah. I look a lot like Anthony Mackie, but not so much like
not a Martin Lawrence guy.
Not too much like Martin Lawrence. I don't have the ears.
Martin. I'm trying to think of another movie, but there's like I feel like big movies, like iconic movies, you don't want to rename your movie after. Like if you named your movie Heat, people would be like, "Oh, you mean like the De Niro movie?" And you're like, "No." It would just like constantly fuck you over. But I feel like there's movies out there where like there's a straight to DVD really low budget movie called Heat, probably. You know what I mean?
It's possible.
So I just don't know the copyright law on it, but I'm Jealousy, on the other hand, original.
Okay.
So, but like I said, with these two bands, none of them would be as successful as when she joined and got kicked off of Friendster multiple times. So when she joined Friendster was before MySpace, it was before Facebook. It was like one of the first social medias out there. And she was on it, getting kicked off all the time, probably for lewd behavior or something, posting modeling pictures. But then she's like, you know what? Maybe time for a new social media. So she ended up joining a social media site in 2003 called MySpace. So Tila gained a massive following early on and changed the game of MySpace from follow people you know to let's see who could have the most followers or friends. So you should just kind of be like very small, you know, or it's like be real. You follow just like your immediate friends. You don't know anybody else. And then MySpace became, she literally became one of the first like social media influencers.
Yeah.
Which is very interesting just to see.
So I'm trying to remember when it came to MySpace, if you wanted to follow someone, was it like a mutual thing?
Oh, that's a good question.
Ooh. You know what I mean? Like on Instagram, like someone can follow you, but you don't necessarily follow them back. But on MySpace, I don't remember if that was the case, if you had to follow them back or if it was like a thing that like someone requested to follow you, you click accept and then you guys are following each other.
Oh, I don't know. I don't really remember like the minutia of it. I think it had to be like, I follow you and you can follow me because I don't think, actually, I don't want to speak on it because I don't really actually know. But I just know we'll get into how many followers she had in a second. But
well, that's kind of what I was getting to is like imagine being someone in those early days that you have like a million followers, but you also have to follow a million people and like logging into that and being like, holy shit, what's going on here?
Yeah, I doubt that's the case because your whole front page would be fucked, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So like I said, so she joined MySpace and gained a massive following, changed the game. Tila became queen of MySpace and amassed the most followers on the site at the time, which was only 1.7 million.
No.
But that's when like nobody was on social media. You know what I mean? Like that was a very new thing.
That's still a million people though.
Almost two.
Yeah.
Yeah, at the but like it's crazy because like
what we got like 1,000 followers on Instagram.
Like back in the day, we'd have three.
Yeah.
But like I forgot whose like Instagram I went on, and I was just like baffled by how many they had, like
Sam.
No, but like a celebrity, like Selena. I think Selena Gomez is like the most followed. Let me see.
Yeah, that's I think that is correct that she is like one of the most followed people in the world. Which is my question: why
429 million people
follow Selena Gomez?
Yes.
Why?
I don't want to be mean because I don't know anything about Selena Gomez. She seems like a very nice person.
That's what I'm saying. It's like I don't have anything against her, but I genuinely don't know what she do.
I mean, the thing I know her from the most is the new show Murders in the Building. But before that, I can't name you something that she was in. She had a music career.
Did she do Disney?
She did Disney. I don't know what the Disney show was, and she had music too. But I've heard her songs, and I go, I didn't know this was Selena Gomez. It's a catchy pop song. Don't get me wrong; she's not bad.
Hey, I'm not trying to bash her. I'm not saying she's fine in my book. I just don't really get what words.
Taylor Swift makes more sense because she's so big. Let me see how many followers Taylor Swift has.
Ungodly amounts of success in music. Like I get it.
Follower count. Oh, what the fuck? Is she beating her now? Oh, I think she's beating her now.
Probably she's got Chiefs fans now. It's a whole new outlet.
She has 533.4 million, and then it says Ariana Grande has 508. So maybe she lost some. She couldn't.
I worked with her once. Not a big deal.
Who?
Taylor Swift.
Oh, yeah, music video, right?
Yeah, she liked my shirt.
Yeah, what did it say? I was in Wild Hogs.
It said, I was in Wild Hogs, legalized peyote. and on the back it said, it's meet me in the alley, we're playing dice.
I had a shirt that she got mad at me for. It said, I will kill Travis Kelce September 8th, 2025. She's like, that's not funny. And I said, well, it's not funny.
It's not funny yet.
I got every date in this shirt, bitch.
You just ended up on September, baby.
You just caught the September 8th shirt. I'm going to get him. I'm joking. This is a joke. FBI, don't come at me. If there is a stalker or anything that he has, I am not that person. anyway, so like I said, only 1.7 million, but a lot at the time. So Tila's career exploded and resulted in many reality shows, movie and TV appearances, modeling gigs, and more music endeavors. Even getting signed by Will I Am. Oh, give me that Will I Am. Oh, give me that Will I Am. God, he is. Did you see the new video of him fucking driving the Mercedes and be like, when you step on the gas, it starts to play faster music and shit like that?
No, I didn't.
Oh. He's
I fucking hate Will I Am.
Dude, he's always trying to do like some new tech with music. He tried to do like some thing that like it was like a watch that could tell your mood, and other people can tell your mood at the time. So it's like if you looked on your app and it was like red, it could like
read your... Tobin's mad.
Yeah.
He must be like, in the gym.
Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck?
No, I even though I just brought it up, I also worked with Will I Am.
Okay, you need to stop, Doc.
No, but the only reason I'm saying this is that he was the worst person I was ever in the vicinity of.
Well, that's because you had that shirt that said, I will kill Fergie with a sickle on September 8th, 2025.
She was kicked out of the group by then. She wasn't there.
See, I had a shirt that said, I will pee Fergie's pants. I'm the one who peed Fergie's pants. Remember when she peed her pants on stage? No. What? I have to talk about this, or you guys think I'm a weirdo.
I don't have much like depth of Black Eyed Peas lore.
That's why you're no Apple D app fan.
Which one is Apple D app?
I don't know. Oh, okay, wait, no. Apple D app is like the black guy with like the mohawk, and then Taboo is the one that looks like a serial killer.
No, because
Taboo's like the skinny ghost.
No, Taboo's the one with the mohawk.
I don't think so. I think Apple.
He is the I believe he's in like American Indigenous, like Native American.
Taboo is.
Okay. The other one is
Apple D app is the black guy.
Yeah. When I did that music video, he kept hiding. I had to keep finding him. That's what people don't realize about the Black Eyed Peas.
They love hiding.
I signed an NDA. I don't work in that industry anymore. I don't care. You can blacklist me. Apple the app, he just didn't want to be at that music video at all. He did not want to be a part of it. And he kept going and hiding. I kept having to go find him. And he'd just be reading a book and be like, hey, man, we need you back on set. And he'd be like, okay. Like, he just did not want to be there.
Fuck this.
The other guy, what was the other? Taboo was like incredibly nice. One of the nicest people I ever met.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That guy ruled.
I call him a serial killer.
But Will I Am, biggest asshole in the world. I said it.
Yeah, he probably was all ego, if I had to guess.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, but he signed Tila Tequila. So she kept up with her MySpace page as well, keeping her diehard fans happy as well. But that would all start to change in 2009 when Tila called the police on her then-boyfriend and linebacker for the San Diego Chargers, Sean Merriman.
Yo, Sean Merriman was sick.
I was about to say, I was like, I didn't know he dated Tila Tequila.
I'm not going to lie, I thought Sean Merriman was a basketball player for the Dallas Mavericks. Who the hell am I thinking of?
So she called the cops claiming domestic violence, which is not funny. But after questioning from the police, Merriman's reasoning for the so-called assault was that he claimed that Tila was drunk and trying to drive home. He claimed that he was trying to stop her, but that he did not assault her. And I know she claims she's allergic to alcohol as well, but there have been numerous photos and posts with Tila being drunk, which some people now claim she was lying about the allergy or that she drinks despite it. And to be honest, I think it's kind of one of those situations where it's like, maybe she grew out of the allergy, or maybe it was like not even an allergy to begin with. And she got like alcohol poisoning and was like, I'm allergic to alcohol.
100% what happened. Yeah. Just so I don't sound insane, there was a good player for the Mavericks named Sean Merriman.
Good save.
Not Merriman, but Merriman.
Okay, that's fair. So she was apparently drunk. I mean, he could be lying, but there will be, you know.
I feel like when knowing some of the things of this story.
Yeah.
I have a hard time believing that she is allergic to alcohol, because I feel like alcohol has a huge part
in the decision making.
A lot of these things.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. So, a few days later, the charges were dropped due to insufficient evidence, and Tila and Merriman eventually ended up suing one another and settling out of court, but the entire fiasco was the beginning of her downward spiral. Also weird, she sued him for, the assault or something like that, like, you know, monetary or whatever, and he sued her for copyright claim because she was using his like logo for his clothing brand all over all of her stuff. So he was like, I'm not gonna fight or countersue her for the domestic violence charges because it's like that's just gonna get dropped, but I can win the case and actually take money from her she's using my logo without consent. So like he went in with a stronger case basically, because like I said, they dropped all the evidence. They're like, there's no evidence that he assaulted you. And he was like, there is evidence that she like took my logo. So I don't know. They settled out of court, like I said. So I don't know what the situation was. But
you never know. Like, settling out of court is always like, oh, well, one person was wrong and they just paid money and now it's gone.
Yeah. I mean, for sure. I mean, they just can't talk about it because they all signed NDAs about it.
Yeah.
So after Merriman, Tila began to post suicidal poems on her social media and live streaming with a gun under her alternate persona, Jane Cardova. But Tila soon got out of that slump for a bit when she got a new girlfriend, Casey Johnston, who she got engaged to shortly after they started dating. So I don't know if you remember the story, but Casey Johnston is the daughter of Woody Johnston. Yes, that's his name. But he is the owner of the Jets and Johnson & Johnson Company. Holy and shit. He's worth $5.7 billion. And he was also the U.S. ambassador to the U.K.
Jesus.
Yeah, so this guy...
You're doing too much, Woody.
Well, he had all that, but the one thing he didn't have was a good relationship with his daughter, because Casey and Woody did not have a good relationship, as Casey would get into trouble at a young age due to her father's absence.
And yeah, no shit. He was doing half the jobs of the world.
I know. It's pretty fucking nuts. I mean, don't tell... who's the kid? Gary V? He's like, I want to buy the fucking Jets. Remember Gary V? That guy's like...
I think I know what you're talking about. The little guy?
Yeah, he'd be like, go buy Hot Wheels at a fucking garage sale and flip them for like twice the price. And you're like, do not do that. That is the worst advice ever. I mean, like, sure, go do that if you want practice in like ripping people off. But like, I feel like Gary V, I always say this, the only thing between you and $1 million is your ethics. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
Gary V is the type of guy that's like going to fuck somebody over any day just to like make a couple bucks. So it's like,
sell your mother's kidneys.
Yeah, I'm not saying he's like a bad dude altogether, but like people,
he's got the Alex Jones disease where they get too wrapped up in the thing they're trying to sell and they become monsters.
Exactly, where it's like you will do anything to keep the persona of I'm making money. Not saying he's a smart, not a smart businessman, but if he's telling people to like go negotiate a Hot Wheel down to like a quarter and someone, I mean, they don't want him anyway, I guess. It's just like slightly slimy behavior, I guess is the best way to put it. Not
hey, unethical. We haven't even talked about the biggest news of the week.
What's that?
That Ben Shapiro is on a rap song.
Oh my god! Like my pockets are fat like Lizzo. It's a fucking Tom McDonald bop.
Yeah, Tom McDonald. Holy shit! What a real piece of work. He's Canadian. You know that?
I know, dude.
And the only thing he talks about is America, U.S. politics.
I know. Well, I mean, if that's not like that, see. This is what I'm talking about, where it's like people, once you find a cash revenue, like cash flow,
it's pathetic.
You have to, like, your fan base or the people that are buying your product, you lean into it, which is like, I guess, smart for business. Like his fan base probably loves him. Yeah. But the problem is, it's like he's one note with everything. It's not like, I'm not a fan of his, like his art, if you want to call it art, his rap songs. But like,
who?
Tom McDonald. Yeah.
The way I look at Tom McDonald is that he is the polar opposite of Macklemore.
Oh my god, yes.
Like the exact opposite.
Like, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that like Tom McDonald doesn't have some skill. Like, he sure does. Like, he could sit there and fucking rhyme words together, but the message is like,
it's so bad.
It's not even like I disagree with the message. I'm like, it's dumb. It's just like,
it's
not
so stupid.
It's like when you watch a movie, it's like on the nose. There's no abstract. Art is supposed to be somewhat abstract, so you could put your own impression on it and you know, figure it out for yourself on what the art means. And he's like, the government's killing our children and they're draining our blood and they're eating adrenochrome and you're like, what the fuck is this, dog?
So I would love to just...
I'm a white boy, shit.
I know I'm like really going off the rails here. I would really love to just read the chorus of the song and then Ben Shapiro's part of the song and then I'll be done with this.
Do it.
So the chorus of the song is, I don't care if I offend you. I was put here to upset you. You can cry and you can scream. You can riot in the streets. You defund the police. Now there's no one to protect you. I hope I offend you. I ask myself, what would Ben do?
Stop.
Let's just keep it real. Facts don't care how you feel, man.
Is this Ben's verse?
No. Oh. This is still Tom. If you want my pronouns, I'm the man. I'm the man who don't respect you.
Mutual.
So now this is Ben Shapiro's section of the song.
Do it like Ben.
I really don't want to. Let's look at the stats. I've got the facts. My money like Lizzo. My pockets are fat.
Pockets are fat. And you know Tom McDonald wrote this for him too.
Oh, for
even
sure.
Better.
Yeah.
So fucking
homie, I'm epic. Don't be a wap.
Stop. Wait, he said this. I'm epic.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's making fun of himself.
This is pretty epic.
Yeah, I give respect. I think he's kind of making fun of himself on that one. Oh, yeah. But yeah, homie.
What's a WAP?
Don't be a WAP. Wet ass pussy, I believe.
Oh, is that what that is? Oh, is that what you're saying?
Like that famous song.
Oh, yeah.
Dog, it's a yarmulke, homie, no cap.
No cap. I heard that line. I went, oh, yo, yo, yo.
Look at the graphs. Look at the charts. You're blowing money on strippers and cars.
And farts.
You're going to prison. I'm on television.
What in the fuck?
Dogs with a W, with an AW. No one knows who you are. Keep hating on me on the internet. My comment section, all woke Karens. And I make racks off of compound interest. Y'all live with your parents. Nikki, take some notes. I just did this for fun. All of my people download this. Let's get this on Billboard number one.
Okay, that's so gross.
Insane that he calls out Nicki Minaj. I don't know if there's like prior beef to it.
I thought it was like Nikki Haley he was trying to call.
No, that's 100% Nicki Minaj.
Oh my god.
And the funny thing is Nicki Minaj like tweeted this thing and being like this is insane. Like, I don't know who this other guy is that you did this with, but this is like hilarious. And then like Tom McDonald was like, oh hey Nicki, like this is Tom McDonald, the other guy. The guy who has like outsold you like every week and like all this stuff. And like, it's just like, dude, like, what are you doing?
Well, you know what the problem is like, I always say this too, because this is what happened with the Sound of Freedom movie as well, where it's like these fucking things, they guilt trip their audience into being like, if you don't buy this, you're not a true patriot, or like, they pester their fans being like, we have to get this to number one. So yeah. It's not the art speaking for itself and being like good. It's basically them forcing their fan base to do something usually for like a spiteful reason. Like, we have to beat Nicki Minaj. She called me whack. Like, you're going to let her do that to me? Come on. We're all going to do this. You know what I mean? And I'm like, this is so stupid. And like I said, I have no problem with them. They're allowed to rap about what they want. But the fact is, it's like, it's not very good in terms of like the, like, it's not like clever. Nothing about it is like interesting.
So as I was sitting here, I scrolled up real quick before I closed this tab. And I feel like there is one more Tom McDonald line in this I should read out loud, just so you guys really get an idea of who Tom McDonald is. This is the beginning of the song. If every Caucasian's a bigot, I guess every Muslim is a terrorist. Every liberal is right.
What? Okay. he thinks the world's out to get him. He thinks like people,
it's
like
so
plot,
insane.
Like plot for his downfall. I'm like,
it's so insane. And I really do think that this is another situation of the Alex Jones paranoia.
It really is.
Of like, oh, now that I bought into this, I got to keep going.
But he loves it. Because he knows that, like, if you create controversy, that's not how you get views, and that's how you get people talking about you. It's like, yeah. Any press is good press type situation.
Yeah. Know? It's so sad.
It's whatever. Anyway, so.
Big side tangent. I'm sure you have no idea where you are now, but we could not.
No, it was the top of a paragraph.
We couldn't not talk about the fact that Ben Shapiro was on a rap song,
dropped a bar. And bar soap. You know what I'm saying? Okay. So Casey and Woody did not have a good relationship, as Casey would get in trouble at a young age due to her father's absence, as we talked about, and would go on to become quite a partier as well. So Casey also developed diabetes at age 8 and borderline personality disorder later on in life as well. And that both of those would have major effects later on in her life. Before Casey and Tila met, Casey was at an all-time low since she had been cut off from her family, including contact and trust fund. Casey lost her car and her apartment and was staying on a friend's in a friend's guest house when she met Tila. Her and Tila bonded over the fact that they were both tabloid partiers. That was when, like, Paris Hilton, Kardashian, Kim Kardashian, like, they
Nicole
were
Richie.
Like, Nicole Richie, yep. They're all just, like, partying and stuff like that and just, like, getting in the press for it. So they bonded over the fact that they were getting a lot of tabloid shit and that they actually both dated the same woman, Yahoo heiress Courtney Semel. So they're all just dating, like, the heiress of Johnson & Johnson dated the heiress of Yahoo.
Just crazy. What a weird like, life.
Well, it was also, like, another little side tangent. Tila had, like, this dating show after MySpace called, like, A Taste of Tequila. I forget what it was. Something tequila. And yeah. it was a bi dating show, a bisexual dating show. She's like, I'm bisexual. So yeah. It was, like, 10 men and 10 women in this house, and they had to, like, compete.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and she ended up choosing a man, but then she chased after the woman left, and she felt bad or something. And then she dated neither one of them and then did a season 2, and people were like, wait, is she bisexual? And then she came out years later and was like, I'm not bisexual.
Maybe that's not cool then.
Yeah, but, like, that's the thing that's weird is that she's dating women, though, like, outside of this. So, like, maybe... I don't know. Maybe she's an opportunist.
That's confusing.
But, like, if you're dating the heiress of Johnson & Johnson, where you're the father's worth $5.8 billion, and, yeah, she's not in good standing with her dad, but she's like, if I date her long enough, eventually she's going to get money, and then I'm going to be set for life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I understand that, like, she might be an opportunist and not actually buy, but I don't know. So they both dated the same woman, heiress of Yahoo, Courtney Semel. And within a week, they were engaged and moved in together within a week.
Whoa.
And 20 days after that, they were broken up and living in separate homes again. So that she bought her this, like, giant fucking ring. It was like a fake ring, but it was like
pocket
a giant.
Change.
Yeah. No, no. Neither one had money at this point, but she had, like, okay, a big fake ring. And she's like, oh, I want to engage with you. This is, like, you know, cubic zirconium or whatever. And, like I said, 20 days later, they broke up. And days after that, Casey was actually found dead.
Oh, fuck.
Due to diabetes complications in her guest house, lying there for 4 days before she was found.
Gotta take care of yourself. You got diabetes.
Well, that's the thing. She had, like, you know, borderline personality disorder. And she was not taking her, like, insulin and not taking her medication for a borderline
that
personality.
That shit can go south very quick. You gotta take care of yourself.
Yeah, exactly. So Tila began to post rants on Twitter after this about exposing people and claiming that she was pregnant when she was not. Like I said, that pregnancy scare thing, this will recur. But the most iconic thing she did in that time after was drop a new album and perform at the gathering of the...
Juggalos.
Juggalos. Can I get a whoop whoop?
Whoop whoop. We need to go. We need to go 1 year.
Oh my god, I'm so fucking scared.
Why? Why would you be scared?
Because I haven't tried nitrous oxide before.
You don't have to.
I'm joking.
From what I've gathered,
I feel like the air at the gathering of the Juggalos is nitrous oxide.
But from what I've gathered, it seems like you're not in danger there. Mm-mm.
No.
It's
no,
like
I'm not
it's
actually
definitely
scared.
Very different from, like, you know, most people's day to days, but, like, I don't feel like you'd be, like, yeah, I don't think you'd be in danger.
No, I don't. They're not.
You've got an ICP shirt. You can just wear that.
I do. And even though they're one of them is named Violent J, they're not very violent. So
no.
I think they're. You see when he broke his arm falling off that slide?
Yeah, I did.
That was crazy. And he goes, I fucking broke my arm.
He's like 50.
I know. He fell off a slide on clown makeup and broke his arm. Johnny Knoxville's rolling.
Kids playground.
Yeah. Good lord. So she played at the gathering of the Juggalos. Unfortunately, she was booed off stage as rocks and bottles flew at her and caused cuts and lacerations on her face and body. So they fucked her up. It was sad. So I don't think she deserved that. You know, it's like, but her music's Tom McDonald-esque. It's not very good. She had one song called, like, Fuck the DJ, and she performed it on, like, morning talk shows, and it was like take the rubber off, do it raw, and like people are like, oh my god, like crazy shit. Anyway, so the music and acting career were obviously not working out, so she turned to drama to keep herself relevant, kind of like Tom McDonald. Yeah. Some of her stints included threatening suicide on live stream via Twitter, slashing her arms and claiming her alter ego Jane did it to her when posting pictures of it on Twitter, once again, claiming her fan base, the Tila Army, is a cult and a religion, tweeting a step-by-step breakdown of and like play-by-play of her having sex with someone who was asleep. Not okay.
No.
Lying about owning a Lambo, starting a fake charity, claiming to live in a mansion when it was an apartment. When it was an apartment. And said Ellen DeGeneres came out as gay because of her. And another fake pregnancy, just to name a few.
Yeah.
I like the one where she said Ellen came out because of her.
That's yeah.
Pretty good. So after her relevance started to fade, she also came out as converting to Judaism and said that she was done with her old lifestyle. But that
this
didn't
is gonna go so south.
Yep. But that didn't last due to a suicide attempt in the form of an overdose. So this particular event has more to it, though, because apparently Tila was suffering from a brain aneurysm that night of the overdose, which causes irrational thinking. And in a daze, she went to the bathroom and took 30 prescription pills. So that was caused by the aneurysm, which is kind of fucking nuts. But she did survive. But it is believed that she suffered permanent brain damage because of what would happen next. So aneurysms themselves cause brain damage, but probably also taking all those pills. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So people thought she had brain damage because she started doing this shit. So Tila became obsessed with the Illuminati and claimed that the secret organization caused her to have the aneurysm because she was going to expose them. So she said that the Illuminati gave her an aneurysm. She's going to expose them. She claimed that the more you supported her, the more she could expose the truth. And also, anyone who claimed she was incorrect was a hater or the government Illuminati trying to silence her. See, this is like what I'm kind of talking about, where it's like, if you support me, I can stick it to the liberals. That's like the idea behind these. Like, the Sound of Freedom was like, if you watch this movie, one, it brings awareness to child trafficking, and two, liberal Hollywood does not want this movie to be seen because they're all pedophiles, when in reality it just wasn't a very good movie and it had like incorrect motives to it or something like that. I mean, I didn't see it, but yeah. I'm just very aware that like those are not the reasons. Like, I work in Hollywood. Maybe I'm not rich enough to eat a baby, but fuck, I've never seen anything that's like worshiping the devil. It's all a gimmick. They're like, Doja Cat worships the devil. I'm like, no, it gets clicks. It's just what it's the same thing Tom McDonald does. Is she just like gets conservatives mad and he gets liberals mad? It's a game.
It's so stupid. And it's like you look at Kiss back in the day. They're like, oh, this is Satan's music. And now you listen to it, it's like soft rock.
Yeah. It's like, what a rock and roll all night. And you're like, wow, how fucking satanic.
Praise the devil, baby.
So, like I said, Illuminati was trying to silence her if you did not like her. She went on to make YouTube videos ranting about secret rituals, blood sacrifices, CIA drones, World War III, and also that she was Taylor Swift and or she created her. And also human depopulation. Those were her big topic points. So I didn't know she was Taylor Swift. Look at that.
That's news to me. That's impressive.
Or she created her. You know, I think she flip-flopped on that. But human depopulation. Human depopulation was an important one because not long after.
Oh, no.
She would go on to post a photoshopped image of her with a pistol, German officer hat, and swastika armband standing in front of Auschwitz with the title Hetila on it. Good Lord.
She was Kanye before Kanye.
Kind of. What does
Maybe
he have?
Maybe a little more extreme, but.
What mental illness does he have? Like, that's
bipolar.
Oh, maybe that's what she had too then.
100% that's what she had.
Yeah. So the post.
We say that as if she's dead.
She's not dead.
She's not dead.
No. But she's not. She's also not in her Nazi phase anymore.
She sure she ain't living no more. You know what I mean?
So, are you trying to say being a Nazi is living?
No. I'm saying the party phase is gone.
Oh, yeah, true. So the post also praised Hitler, saying that no one is willing to fight for America like Hitler was willing to fight for Germany. And when met with negative reactions, she claimed that she was just sympathetic and more loving than most people, and that even extended towards Hitler, and that no one who disagreed with her would understand. Okay. Sure. Hitler's the one person I feel like you really can't have sympathy for.
Nah, not really.
No, like somebody, like if you're like a murderer and they're like a rapist and you're like, well, you know, he got molested as a child, and you're like, I have a modicum of sympathy for him. It's like
rough Hitler childhood.
He just got rejected from art school. But that's
to be fair, he wasn't a bad artist.
Yeah, true. He was like okay, but you know, it's like I'm not an art person, so but yeah. I watched the thing about him, like a documentary, and it just talked about how like the art people were like, yeah, it was like okay, but it was like very uninspired. It was just like a landscape. It was like, I know like a lot of people painted landscapes and stuff like that, but like I said, I don't know the difference between good and bad art, but they said it wasn't good. Charles Manson was a musician.
Of course he was.
And I listened to his music. It's not very good, but it's also not like the worst thing I've ever heard. Yeah. So it's weird. So she also doubled down by taking her one-year-old and putting a Hitler mustache on him for a post on Instagram praising Hitler again. She also did like a little comb over, the Hitler comb over.
That's rough for a child.
Yes. She then apologized about her Hitler post after getting kicked off Celebrity Big Brother for her anti-Semitism. So she was on Celebrity.
Sentence.
She was on Celebrity Big Brother, but they didn't know about the Hitler stuff, and then all the Hitler stuff came out, and then she got booted from the show. And she's like, "Oh, I think I had a lapse in judgment." But then after that, shortly after the apology, she was seen at a white nationalist conference doing a Nazi salute and changing her Twitter banner to her and Trump, and her bio reading "Alt Reich Queen."
Oh, jeez. Christ.
And then she wrote after that, literally Hitler. She wrote the words literally Hitler. She didn't write Hitler. She wrote literally Hitler. Like she was literally Hitler. What the fuck?
It's just like.
Does she think that she's like misjudged? Like Hitler?
Well, it's one of those things. Like if she was white.
Mm-hmm.
It would be. I think it would be much worse.
Yes, yes, of
but
course.
The fact that she, where is she? Is she from Thailand?
She's from the Philippines.
Philippines.
Yeah.
The fact that she's Filipino, like I don't think she gets it.
No, it's always weird when like, this sounds bashing towards white people, but I mean like it's always weird when I see like a non-white person being ultra racist. You know, I'm like what. I'm like, that's white people shit. No, yeah. But you know what I mean? Where it's
get
like,
off my territory.
No, like, I mean, I don't stand for like, you know, any kind of racism towards anybody. Like, you know, even if like minorities are like racist towards black people. I mean, if minorities are racist towards white people, I'm like, oh, that's still racism. People are like, no, it's fine. I'm like, that's kind of fucked up. It's hurtful. But it's always weird when like I see somebody who's like a minority attacking another minority. I'm like, you guys have to band together. Like.
Take down the white devil.
Yeah, I'm like, kill us. No, but you know what I mean.
Kill me.
We're like,
no. But what I'm saying is that she jumped on like the bandwagon of
kill
the one
white.
That was. She's on the bandwagon of like the group that was like, oh, anybody that's not like, you know, blue eyes, blonde hair, like white person needs to die.
Yeah,
and she's none of those.
I know. Very strange.
That's what makes me immediately go, oh, she's unwell.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what makes me think about, like, anybody who supports the Nazi cause in general. I mean, because I bet, like, Hitler, a lot of the people that, like, would go and support that shit is, like, he wouldn't like you. He'd, like, he would kill you. Yeah. You know what I mean?
So quick.
I'm like, what the fuck? So very odd, but on May 6, 2016, Tila tweeted that Jewish American political commentator, Jewish American political commentator.
I know who this is.
Ben Shapiro. Okay, it's good you brought him up then. Now we have a precursor. Yeah. So like, let me read that again. On May 6, 2016, this is before Ben was big, Tila tweeted that Jewish American...
To be fair, he's still quite small.
True. Jewish American political commentator Ben Shapiro should be gassed and sent back to Israel. And later posted that there are only two things in the world for which I would gladly sacrifice my own life: the destruction of all Jews and preservation of the white race. And you know what will help Asians earn respect? An Asian version of Adolf Hitler. I want to be that. I want that person to be me. I want to save the world from the Zionist disease. What?
You know what's crazy is when someone makes me, like, be on Ben Shapiro's side.
I know.
That's how crazy you gotta be for me to be like, hey, okay, be nice to the hit. Like, all right, tone it down a little bit. Like,
I think,
yeah, he's a piece of shit, but not.
I think it's weird when any race is like, our race is the best, regardless when one person who's a different race looks at another race and goes, that race is the best. And I'm like, what the fuck? Yeah. We're all just people. We happen to be different colors because of the sun. Like, it's based off where it's hot and where it's cold. Yeah, it's based off of where it's hot and cold, you dumbasses. Like, if you want to talk about culture, be like, I like this part of this culture. I like this part of this culture. But, like, to say, like, just because your skin color, like, out of the white, you're like, what the fuck? Like, are you dumb? What the shit? There's so many different white people and so many different black people and so many people are Latin people. Like, what the fuck? What the so stupid. So general. So, in June 2016, Tila Tequila accused Sarah Silverman and the Jews of killing Jesus.
Sarah, like, was there.
Yeah, I mean, they did, but Jesus was a Jew. Did she forget this? Before, actually, the Romans kind of, I mean, of course, like, Jews, Christians, and Romans all killed Jesus.
Everybody fucked up a little bit, okay?
Yeah, we didn't know he was the Son of God. But before saying, and then she said, Sarah Silverman and the Jews are killing Jesus, before saying the comedian was next on the celebrity sacrifice list. Holy shit. So and it's always really funny when they're like, oh, Jews, and they're like, Jesus was Jewish, and they're like, don't bring that up. And you're like, wait, what? So they're like, Jesus was also, like, black, like, because he was in the Middle East.
He definitely wasn't white.
Yeah, like, your picture drawn by a man in the 1800s in America is not accurate.
That frame photo is actually just Ewan McGregor playing Obi-Wan.
Yeah, exactly. So, last paragraph. Over the years, she had a short stint as a flat earther, faked another pregnancy, and is now on a Bible-thumping path, spouting ultra-Christian rhetoric on her social medias. Although she might be mentally ill or just delusional, I feel that you are allowed to criticize such people when they are spouting hate. So although I felt kind of bad as I wrote this, in the end, I believe people who promote violence and hate towards others deserve to be made fun of in order to minimize their influence. And that's my soapbox. So that's Tila Tequila. I guess she's spouting love now. I don't know what kind of Christian love, though, because sometimes Christian love to them is hate to everybody else. So you got to just – it's all, you know –
You know, now that I think about it, as we all know, we have a track record of, like, cursing people. Like, after we talk about them, they die.
Oh, yeah.
She might be the next one on the list.
Oh, no. I don't wish death upon her. I hope not.
I'm just saying. You're right. We do have a track record.
I do have a toxic tongue.
Because we kept talking about Matthew Perry.
Were we talking about Matthew Perry?
All the time.
You made that up. Fuck you, dude. Clint Eastwood.
No, don't.
I just mean he's so close.
He's so close.
Yeah.
Hang
oh,
on.
Gene Hackman.
Gene Hackman?
Gene Hackman's like 99.
Who the fuck is Gene Hackman?
He was in The Replacements with Keanu Reeves and Jon Favreau. He's the coach.
Oh.
He's also in The French Connection. He's been in a ton of movies. You know Gene Hackman. He's been in everything.
He's 94.
Okay, I thought he was 99. That's my bad.
But
Bob's dead. Bob Barker died.
That's, I know. We talked about him for a long time.
Yeah, and Prince Philip.
Yeah.
And the Queen.
Damn, born 1930. That's crazy.
Who?
Hackman.
Oh, I know.
See, if you would have said Hackman, I would have known exactly who you're talking about. But since you said Gene Hackman, it didn't click with
what
me
the
for
fuck
a minute.
Are you talking about?
Yeah, he's
no
the
one
hack
calls
daddy.
Him Hackman.
He's the okay, hack daddy.
I highly suggest watching a movie. It's very weird. It's not weird. It's a good movie, but it's The French Connection.
Yeah.
It's cool because
it's the number one movie of his on IMDb.
Yeah. Well, watch it because if anything, it's cool because it's a time capsule of 1970, of like early 1970, because they got on the streets in New York and like everything is so like 1970 about that movie. And also it's shot in the crazy way where there's like no score. It's all like really long drawn out shots and it has like a different pacing to it. There is a 40-minute chase scene in that movie, David.
Okay.
It's fucking great. It's so weird. And it's directed by William Friedkin, the same guy that did The Exorcist. So.
Okay. Quickly.
He was a weirdo.
Have you seen a photo of the Hackman?
Yeah, he don't look
as
that
of recently.
Good. Yeah.
He looks unrecognizable. It makes
He's
me
very
sad for the old Hackman.
I mean, that's what happens, right?
Yeah.
That's all of us. That's why we can't make fun of old people. We
the
will
bell
be that.
Tomes for all of us, huh, bud?
Seriously.
It'll be us one day.
Oh, my God. I'm going to be looking like fucking, what's his name? Spaceballs? What's his name? What's his name?
Who?
Spaceballs. Young Frankenstein.
Gene.
Hackman.
Gene Hackman.
Blazing Saddles.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What's his name?
Gene Wilder.
It's not Gene Wilder. I mean, he is. Gene Wilder is in Blazing Saddles and Young Frankenstein. I'm talking about the director. Oh my God. Why am I Al? No, Al. Oh my God.
Mel Brooks?
Mel Brooks. Sorry. I don't know why I blanked on that.
Is I'm he gonna... still? Oh, yeah. He's 97.
Yeah,
holy
dude.
Shit.
I saw an interview with him and Carl Reiner because Carl Reiner died like probably like a year ago or 2 years ago. And yeah. they literally are just two old guys and they hang out every day and just eat like egg salad sandwiches and shit.
Yeah, tomato soup.
Yeah.
If they can lift the spoon that day.
Dude, it's like fucking fucked up. Anyway, I don't like it. I don't like looking at it.
Oh, I can't wait to be old and senile.
No,
I'm
so
already
scared.
Senile. I just got to get old now.
I'm going to get on TikTok when I'm old.
Oh, yeah. I'm just stare at the camera with Fetty Wap blaring.
I'm just going to scream, cancel me, because they can't.
If you ask for it, they can't do it.
Exactly.
All right, Tobin. Yeah. Since you teased your topic a little last episode, I figured I should follow suit and do a topic we briefly talked about last episode and do a
Ooh.
Deeper dive than we did before and get some of the cold, hard facts. This week, I will be talking about the Miami Mall alien fiasco.
Oh, good. I did not want to read a big article about that and look at tiny pictures. Tell me all about it.
Yeah. So this story is not our usual story, being that this event not only happened this year, but this month.
It did.
Since it's still January.
Yeah, it is.
But that's not important. The fact that this happened 19 days from now, from the moment I was writing it, not when we were recording it, because I wrote this a couple days ago when we were supposed to record the episode a couple days ago, and then we were supposed to record the episode another day from there, but then now
push
we're recording
it back.
It here.
Push it back. Push it back.
But from the moment I was writing this, and as of right now, it's still a very recent story. And as far as we know it, this story might not be done, but for now, this is what we're working with. So, January 4th, 2024,
pure pandemonium broke out at the Bayside Marketplace Mall in Miami. As reported by NBC News, along with other media outlets, a group of roughly 50 teenagers caused a riot at the outdoor mall.
Oh.
It is said that the teens, all 50 of them, started the riot by setting off fireworks, which led to panic as the popping sounds of the fireworks were mistaken for gunshots.
Oh, fuck. That's why all the cops.
So you're so far you're buying this whole 50 teenage firework brigade, okay? 50 of them makes sense to you. Okay, let's keep going. But as we talked about last episode, and I'm sure you are all aware of the rumors, this riot was not caused by an army of teenagers, but a group of 7 to 10 foot tall aliens.
Whoa, group! I like how you threw in the height in there. I thought you were going to say a group of 7 to 10 aliens, but
no.
You went a group of 7 to 10 foot aliens.
Yeah. No one had a you know, a yardstick out there, or two, maybe even three or four. That's right, people. Innocent teens are being blamed for the power of the unknown. Who could have guessed? Eyewitness accounts who have shared their stories online claiming that the shutting down of air traffic in the entire Miami metro area, with only police helicopters filling the air and every police vehicle in the city responding to the mall, was in fact aliens, not teenagers. Some eyewitness reports also mention the sightings of UFOs or UAPs, if you will. One social media post went into details about the alleged sighting, saying that the 7 to 10 foot tall creatures were involved with the chaos of the mall, and further claiming that the substantial number of law enforcement that shut down the area to keep more witnesses from seeing the aliens.
Okay, so I'm glad you brought this up because I have a question. Yeah. Just to play devil's advocate, because that's what I'm here for.
Of course.
Do you think that it's a smart idea to bring 50 local
children
police
to the aliens?
No, I'm sorry, not 50. Yes, as an offering. Yes, of course. Especially annoying teenagers. No, yes. I mean, do you think that it's a smart idea to bring I don't mean this as a demeaning thing, but low level police officers to an extraterrestrial event? Because I was expecting, you know,
Men in
guys
black.
In black suit. Exactly. That's high clearance shit, right?
Joe
Schmo out there is going to go, are you kidding me? These cops are all ego. Of course they're going to be like, yeah, I fucking saw the alien.
I think in the heat of the moment, you got to do with what you got.
Or do they neuralize them?
I'm just saying.
They're like, cops, can we have you in the room? We have to do a little debriefing. And they're going to be like, you saw nothing.
You know, as put yourself in the shoes of the Miami police chief, whatever it is, like, either story, it's like, oh, yeah, you know, whatever, send them all, slow night, whatever, but, I mean, yeah, if there's aliens, you just send everybody that's got a gun.
Yeah.
Call your cousin.
Number one is containment, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I do understand containment and being like, We all appreciate your discretion and not talking about this outside. But, like, yeah, you got to keep it. Because the American public, you can't neuralize. Bunch of cops, you bring them into a room, neuralize them.
Yeah.
Fine.
Just give them a couple of bang energies. They'll do it themselves.
Yeah. They'll have an aneurysm.
So, like Nazi. I was saying, it was also stated that this event was the direct reasoning to a power outage that affected approximately 60,000 residents in the area.
Oh.
It was also noted that police scanners were temporarily disabled during this event as well.
Oh. Okay.
Pretty interesting.
So this is
not sure how teenagers with fireworks do that.
The power outage is also very interesting.
Yep. So there is one particular video that has been shared a lot on social media of a man's firsthand experience. I could not tell you where this video originated from, whether it was TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, X, Facebook. I don't know. But I can guarantee you it has been shared on all of them. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to just like share a few parts of what he says, but not the whole thing, because it's like a long video and I didn't want to sit here and listen for 5 seconds and hit pause and then type it and then go back and forth, where a lot of it's like kind of just scared ramblings.
True.
But the man talked about being at the mall with several of his family members shopping for shoes when they noticed commotion and people running. The man and his family started to run as his nephew noticed something behind them and brought to their attention that there was something there. The man says, "So my brother and I looked behind us and we saw these three 9-10 foot tall creatures. I'm not going to say aliens. Everyone keeps saying it was aliens. I'm not saying it was aliens because I don't know what it was." None of us knew what it was. We all stopped in our tracks. A lot of people stopped and were pointing at it. There were a lot of people still running as well.
Isn't it crazy how just the fact that he didn't want to call them aliens makes him more credible in my mind?
Oh, 100%.
It's so funny. It's like when somebody goes like they have an argument, but then they bring up a negative about their argument. I'm like, I believe you completely, everything you say now. Because they're like, I know how crazy this sounds. I don't even want to say it because, like, I don't know what the fuck they were. Maybe they weren't, but maybe they were aliens. And you're like,
yeah,
I kind of believe you now.
Yeah. So this part's really interesting. Once it made itself more apparent, it looked like it was glitching.
The fuck?
Not like a computer pixelation, but a wavy glitch, kind of like whatever was covering them had been unveiled.
Yo.
He continued saying, "Then I could see it in its full form, all three of them. They were all black. You could see eyes,
You could
faintly see lips."
I was thinking gray or white. I wasn't thinking black.
Yeah.
Also, when you said they were glitching, my first thought was not an invisibility cloak, which is a great comparison. Description. But yeah. I thought it was maybe going to be like interdimensional beings. Phasing in and out of dimensions or something.
What this makes me think of is like the Predator.
Oh, Predator Requiem. I brought that up today. I was watching clips from it.
Such a good movie.
They kill children in that
movie.
They
kill infants. They kill newborns.
They nuke a town full of newborns.
They nuke a NICU.
They nuke a NICU.
He continues saying, "It was clearly observing us." So the man continued.
Nice Jordans. Where did you get those? Foot Locker.
Where is the Foot Locker? I need a new Gucci belt.
This is weird. Referee, where is an employee?
Where is Versace perfume?
I do not need you to referee a match. I need a shoe.
Do you have a Yankee fitted in size 13 inches?
Yankee with no brim. Yankee with no brim.
Saucer with full brim. So the man continued by saying that once the thing started to walk towards us, they snapped out of the shock and ran for their lives. He also adds that when you experience something like this, something you've never seen, the last thing he was considering was pulling out his phone and filming or taking photos, which I completely understand. Like, can you imagine in your first eye perspective seeing a 10-foot tall alien?
Fuck no.
Like, I just don't think my first reaction would be to like grab my phone and try to take a picture.
I'm the guy that like doesn't.
If he's 10 feet away from me.
I'm the guy that, like, when I go to a concert, I really make a note to not take out my phone and just enjoy the concert. So I'd be looking at the 10-foot-tall
I got three photos. I'll take a photo at the beginning, photo at the middle, photo at the end, and I'm done.
Well, I'll just like stand there and look at the alien and I'll be like,
yeah.
And then everybody would be filming it, and then I'd look at them, and I'd pretend I'm better than everybody else, and I'd be like, I just want to live in the moment.
I've seen this.
I just
Oh, is this new to you guys?
Oh, my God. You guys are taking pictures? I'm experiencing this. And then and then the alien slits my throat, and I go, I'm experiencing this.
So one of the points he brings up but does not outright say or, like, go into it is that these aliens, creatures, whatever you want to call them, seem to have been using a type of cloaking device to hide themselves. Mm. Of course, we have to take his word with a grain of salt, but even if he's making it up, it's pretty creative. So I had to use this man's... What the hell did I type here?
What the hell? Oh, Alex, oh. Is that you? What's up, dude? What's up, you dumbass? Did you copy and paste it, bitch?
No, I missed the why. I missed the why. So it says, I had to use many resources, but it said originally, so I had to use man resources, which I was very confused on what I was trying to say. I also wrote this last week. So I had to use many resources to put this together, being Reddit. One being Reddit, where someone commented about the man in the video saying, wow, I went to school with this guy. I'm going to try to get a hold of him.
The alien?
The guy in the video. Yeah. And then later on, people were like, oh, let us know what he says. And he replied saying, all of his social media accounts have been wiped clean, and I can't get a hold of him. I don't like the look of this. Mm. Which is kind of sketchy.
This reminds me of your fucking giant on the mountain bullshit. Remember the giant on the mountain?
Yeah.
Remember that guy?
Yeah.
Got fucking murdered, dog.
Yeah. But remember did he?
I don't know. Did he? Kind of, I'm drawing parallels.
But I mean, like, this goes one of two ways. Either this guy was like, oh, I lied, and now people are, like, going crazy. I got to, like, disappear off social media for, like, a year until people forget about it. Or the government killed him.
Or it's a big prank.
Could be a big prank.
Could be David. I could see you doing this.
I would love to do this, but I feel like being a part of this, I feel like
you wouldn't put your real name.
My trail's too dirty. You know what I mean?
Yeah, fair.
Yeah,
they'd find you.
What would be your fake name?
Probably Woody Johnson.
That's a good one.
Be like, owner of the Jets? I'm like, no, owner of Rhino Hard. Fucking eat
Rhino
my
pills, baby.
Eat my pill. You could find a stud in the wall with it.
My old alias was Parsnip Jones.
Oh, well, I have another name, Hooger Yolk.
I don't like that.
Hey, no one likes it.
It makes me think I got something in my throat.
I know, Hooger Yolk.
I feel like I need to cough it up.
I'm Danish or something.
So another key factor that I want to touch on base quickly is the police reaction. So let's say the police and the media or what they're saying is correct. You know, we have a group of 50 teenagers setting off some leftover New Year's fireworks over at the mall. Why would they shut down all air traffic?
That's a good question.
Like, sure, you could argue they're using mortar shell, like, aerial fireworks that could be hazardous. But let me tell you, I've been on a flight on New Year's, like, during, like, at midnight when all the fireworks are going off, and none of them go high enough to hit a plane.
Maybe it was because they had helicopters in the air and they were trying to get coverage and they didn't want any other aircraft in the air over there.
It's a possibility. But like another quick Google search says that this mall is 7 miles away as the crow flies, regardless on what direction you fly. Like, it's 7 miles away from the airport. And what I was trying to say, which I definitely didn't type here, was regardless on which direction you were flying in and out of the airport, I don't think small fireworks from 7 miles away wouldn't be a problem to that at all.
Yeah.
We also can't ignore the power outage and the drop of police scanner.
Yeah, how
could the kids setting off fireworks shut down power for 60,000 people?
Yeah, that's kind of weird. I don't really understand that.
If you ask me, an alien or a creature of some sort who has the resources for an active cloaking device of some sort, it's pretty easy to assume they could have an EMP type of device.
EMP that shit.
Which could also support the lack of video evidence that even if someone was trying to take a video, like, you know, if they can shut down that many homes, make sure the police scanners are off and like ground all planes, they could probably stop a cell phone from recording.
That's a thing that a lot of people bring up, whether it be like Bigfoot or aliens, mostly aliens, not Bigfoot, but
yeah, Bigfoot's not dabbling in soldering wires.
No, he's just blurry.
Yeah. He's so fast.
Even when he's not moving.
So fucking fast.
No, even when he's not moving, he's blurry.
Yeah. So now the question is up to you guys. What do you think? Was it a group of 50 teenagers setting off fireworks that practically shut down the entire city of Miami? Or could it have been creatures from the unknown depths of space? Or even the goddamn lizard people crawling up from our Earth's crust?
Oh, crusty boys.
Yeah, we may never know.
Do you think it's aliens with fireworks?
It could have been aliens with fireworks.
No one ever brings that up, and it pisses me off.
I bet aliens got awesome fireworks.
They got cool ones. They got ones that, like,
go straight up into space.
They create stars.
Where else they come from, you know?
No, they create... Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
What are they?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Anyway.
Stars.
No. Magnets. Fucking magnets. How do they work? But,
I think we should go to the Juggalo gathering this year.
That'd be really fun.
It's in Ohio.
Love that.
Swag like Ohio.
Yeah. Is that Lil B?
Lil B the base god.
Yeah.
Thank you, base god.
Anyway, thank you guys so much for tuning in. We love telling you these stories, and we love when you stick around and listen to them. If you guys want any more information, you go to Camp Strange Podcast on Instagram. We post shit on there. Click the link in bio for any merch you want to look at. Or bye, and you can rate, review, and subscribe on wherever you listen to this show. You could also share it with a friend if you'd like. If you don't, then you're an alien with a firework, and you're no friend of mine.
Loser.
If you guys want to send us anything, send it to campstrangepodcast@gmail.com. And what else we got in the fucking store?
You want to know what we got?
What do we got?
I got a stick with three nails in it.
I got a Pelican briefcase, like the Pelican brief case.
Okay. I got a bag loosely full of helium.
I got Al Pacino stuck halfway in a wood chipper.
I got four moles sewed together.
I got a bird with the degree...
I got a sandal made of marble.
I got a picture frame of a picture frame. I got a picture. Wait. I have autism.
I have telepathy.
Is it called telepathy?
Yeah. But you don't know the type I got.
I have a dog in me.
Okay. I got three Carl's Jr. burgers made of crab shells.
I have just the thing you need.
I got brimstone.
I got a big junk drawer full of pogs and batteries.
I got a jug filled with mixed fluids.
I got jugs filled with mixed fluids. Milk.
That's what I just said.
Milk. I got jugs filled with milk.
I got a car made of balloons.
I have type 3 diabetes.
I got a 7-foot pin for sewing.
I have trauma in me bones from a past life as a pirate ship captain.
I got a Porsche made of licorice that travels 44 miles per hour in the neighborhoods.
I have a tiny man in my car who tells me exactly when I'm going 66 miles per hour.
I've got a big man in my car that tells me when I'm hungry.
I have a flapjack the size of Texas.
I got a pizza that's made of bugs.
I got a tiny rock collection that look like presidents.
I almost said something bad.
Say it.
I don't know, man.
No one's listening anymore.
I got a small Asian man who just smiles and nods anytime I talk.
Okay. And let's end it there. Does he chain smoke cigarettes?
Yeah, but he's smiling, he nods.
Yeah, it's
he
good.
Agrees with everything. He's
you
a
got
yes
like
man.
One tooth in the front.
Yeah, he's like 100.
Yeah. why'd you bring him up, man? He's gonna die.
No, he's good, man.
You can't kill him.
No, you really can't.
Nope. Anyway.
They go when they're ready. He's not ready. He's got more things to agree about.
He's got more cigarettes to smoke. Anyway. All right. Well, thank you guys so much. David, do you have anything to say before we leave?
O'Doyle rules.
And don't forget to stay strange.